Unintended teen pregnancies, they're still a major global challenge, right?
Yeah.
Especially, in lower-income countries, it hits education, health outcomes.
Absolutely. Increased mortality, reduced opportunities. It's a tough cycle.
But today, we're digging into something potentially, well, game-changing, a study out of Costa Rica.
Yes, it offers some really fascinating insights, particularly for researchers and policymakers working in this area.
We're looking at the complementary role of information and contraceptive access in teen pregnancy by Katen, Piedra Bonilla, and Zohar.
And our mission today is really to unpack how combining free access to long-acting reversible contraceptives, LARCs.
Things like implants or
Yep,
IUDs.
exactly those.
Woo.
Combining access with really specific, tailored information campaigns. It's about how you deliver that info, too.
Right. So let's talk traditional methods first. Pills, condoms. They have issues.
Well, yeah, the effectiveness rates you often hear, like 91% for the pill, 82% for condoms, that's perfect use. Real-world adherence, it's much lower. People forget or use them inconsistently.
That's where LARCs come in, I guess.
Precisely. They kind of bypass that daily adherence problem. Once they're in, you're looking at over 99% effectiveness. It's a huge leap.
Okay, sounds great, but there have to be hurdles. What was the situation in Costa Rica before this big initiative? They must have faced some challenges.
Oh, definitely. LARCs, while effective, are, well, expensive. That's one barrier.
Yeah.
And then there's misinformation. Costa Rica had high teen pregnancy rates. Access to family planning wasn't great.
And a conservative culture, you mentioned?
Yes, and that meant often the main source for sexual health info was, family, parents. And sometimes that information wasn't accurate. It perpetuated myths.
Okay, so Costa Rica launches the Salud Mesoamerica Initiative, the SM Initiative, back in 2015, targeting teens 12 to 19.
Right, and it had two main parts, two pillars.
Pillar one seems straightforward. Free LARCs at health centers. Get rid of the cost barrier.
Simple but crucial. But like you said earlier, access isn't always the whole story.
So pillar two, the information part.
Yes, and this is where it gets really smart, I think. They didn't just throw generic info out there. They ran a baseline survey first back in 2013.
To find out what teens actually didn't know, the specific information frictions, as the paper calls them.
Exactly. And what they found was pretty stark. Over 80% couldn't correctly say how to use different birth control methods. 80%. And very few teens were actually connecting with reproductive health services.
Wow. So the info campaign wasn't just general safe sex talk.
Not at all. It was tailored. They used posters, discussions, talks, all directly addressing the misconceptions they'd identified. And crucially, delivered by healthcare professionals.
Not parents or teachers who might hold some of those conservative views themselves.
That was the deliberate shift, moving the source of information away from potentially biased personal networks towards trusted, knowledgeable health workers.
Okay, so you've got free access and this really targeted info campaign. What happened? What were the results?
Pretty significant results. In the areas where the initiative ran, the teen birth rate dropped by 16% over the next 5 years compared to other areas.
16%. That's substantial.
It is. And what's even more interesting is that the effect got stronger over time. It started around 12% and grew to 25% by the end of the period.
Okay, but how do we know it wasn't just the free LARCs doing all the work? How did they separate the impact of the information? This seems key for researchers.
This is the really clever part of the study,
Yeah.
and so important for policy implications. They looked at 19-year-olds. Now, these teens were eligible for the free LARCs, but most were out of high school by then.
So they missed a lot of the school-based information campaigns.
Right, exactly. And by comparing different groups, they figured out that each extra year someone was exposed to that targeted information campaign had an impact roughly equal to the effect of getting free LARC access alone.
Wow. So the information wasn't just a nice add-on, it was truly complementary, almost like a force multiplier.
That's a great way to put it. It powerfully complemented the access. It wasn't just 1 + 1 = 2, it was more synergistic.
So what was the information actually doing? It wasn't just facts, was it?
No, it was fundamentally changing who teens trusted for information, moving them away from potentially misinformed parents or friends towards healthcare professionals.
And that led to
Tangible changes. Teens got better at identifying pregnancy risks. They knew where to go to get LARCs. They're more likely to actually visit health centers for reproductive health stuff.
That makes sense. And you mentioned it worked better in some areas.
Yeah, the study found the drop in teen births was actually larger in the more conservative districts. Places where those initial information frictions were higher, where reliance on parents was stronger.
Which suggests that changing the information source is especially powerful in those contexts, even if it takes time.
Exactly. It underlines how vital tackling misinformation is, especially where it's deeply rooted.
So the big takeaway here, especially if you're a researcher or policymaker thinking about contraception interventions, it's not enough just to provide the service or the product.
Absolutely not. This really shows that tailored, expert-driven information based on knowing the specific local knowledge gaps, those frictions, is just as vital. Maybe even more so in some ways because of that complementary effect.
You need both. Access and targeted, trusted information. Understand the baseline, shift the source.
Right. Especially if resources are limited, understanding and fixing those information problems, it seems like a really high-impact approach.
Okay, so that leads to a final thought then. If tackling information frictions this way can make such a difference for teen pregnancy, what other big public health challenges could benefit?
Think about STDs, maybe, or even broader issues like, you know, women's education, reproductive autonomy. Where else could this combination of access and really smart, targeted information make a similar impact?
Definitely something for us all to think about.